This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. On August 4th, voters in Missouri will decide whether to expand the state's Medicaid program to cover more people, including healthy adults. Medicaid expansion has been widely considered a success in most of the 37 states where it's already been adopted. But the coronavirus pandemic is raising new questions about its sustainability. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
At the start of the year, Nika Cotton of Kansas City, Missouri, had a full-time job in social work. Today, she's making lattes. Cotton opened her new tea and coffee shop, Soul Centricity, just 2 weeks ago. After public schools shut down in spring, Cotton had no one to watch her young children, Keziah and Cairo, so she quit her job in social work and went into business for herself.
It's kind of like I didn't have a lot of other options. At this point, it's either get another job or, like, use this opportunity.
The business allows her to watch her kids and work at the same time. But so far, it doesn't pay as well as her previous job. Her children now qualify for Medicaid, but Cotton doesn't qualify under Missouri's strict eligibility requirements. That's why she's been urging friends to vote on Tuesday to expand the program.
Like, I would qualify right now. I'd be able to get Medicaid while I start my business. Like, that would be amazing.
Expansion would extend Medicaid eligibility to anyone who makes as much as 138% of the federal poverty level, or about $17,600 for an individual. The federal government would cover 90% of the additional costs. Researchers at Washington University estimate that expansion would save Missouri around $39 million a year. The savings come from eliminating the need for spending in other areas, like uncompensated care for hospitals or health care for prison inmates who would be covered under expansion. And a separate study shows the influx of federal money and the new jobs that would be created would also boost economic output by $2.5 billion. But the economic downturn that's resulted from the pandemic could change that upbeat forecast for expansion.
We're expecting, and we're starting to see already in some states, increased Medicaid enrollment at the very time that state budgets are really being pinched.
Rachel Newsom is a healthcare policy expert with the Commonwealth Fund. That uncertainty has given fuel to conservative expansion skeptics, like Missouri's Governor Mike Parson, who say that high enrollment in the program, especially when the budget is strained, could end up costing the state hundreds of millions of dollars. Healthcare advocates had worked for years to get the measure on the November ballot to get the highest possible turnout. But in May, Governor Parson thwarted their plans when he moved the vote to the August primary. He insisted that lawmakers would need to know as soon as possible about the future of Medicaid.
This was about policy, not politics. At a time when our state is undergoing a major health, economic, and budget crisis, we need to know exactly where we stand when it comes to a massive spending initiative for Missouri.
But now, Missouri voters will be going to the polls just as new virus cases are hitting new record highs. Average daily counts are now four times higher than what they were during the peak in the spring. Meanwhile, healthcare advocates say that expanding coverage now is more important than ever to help individuals like Nika Cotton who are struggling during tough economic times. For Cotton, who's Black, expansion is also a way to address racial inequities in healthcare. She says the spread of the virus has demonstrated the importance of good health and healthcare, not just for individuals, but for society.
Kind of the silver lining in this really dark cloud for the pandemic is how much it has globally brought people together to start looking at how much we're connected. Like, these dividing lines are kind of arbitrary, really. At least coronavirus decided they were arbitrary.
If approved by voters, Medicaid would be expanded starting in July of 2021. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.
You'll find more stories and voter guides for next week's primaries in Missouri and Kansas at kcur.org/election2020.